Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. Israel is moving forward on a possible ceasefire deal with Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon. The Israeli Prime Minister's office told Fox News Monday that they have no update on the ceasefire talks for now. Israeli media is also reporting that the Israeli Security Cabinet will convene on Tuesday to discuss the matter. Mike Huckabee is the incoming U.S. ambassador to Israel, pending approval from the Senate.
It's certainly good news. Good news for people in Lebanon. Great news for the people of Israel who have had to relocate from their homes. 100,000 families who can't live in their communities and neighborhoods because of the constant missiles and bombs and rockets that are pelting upon them. So this would be wonderful if it holds. But the problem is that Hezbollah and its Iranian-backed proxies like Hamas and the Houthis, they've never kept an agreement. So I think the prime minister's doing the right thing by trying to say, let's see if we can get away that you quit bombing us and throwing missiles and rockets at us. But I also think he's very smart to retain the right to restart the fighting if Hezbollah breaks the truce.
Texas is offering the incoming Trump administration a tract of more than 1,400 acres on which to stage its mass deportation operation when it enters office in January, as the transition team begins to make preparations for the ambitious project. Texas Land Commissioner Don Buckingham is offering Trump the land in Starr County, which the state purchased from a ranch owner in October. The 1,400 acres are in the Rio Grande Valley sector near the border. Buckingham says the border must be brought under control, and she reacted to recent videos of unaccompanied children at the border.
Well, let me take it a step further, because let's talk about what happens to these children. Let's talk about what we know happens to so many of the migrant children. They are sexually trafficked. Horrific things happen to them. They have undergarments hung on trees as trophies. There's so many terrible things that happen. They're lost. They're living in the shadow.
Walmart is making a slate of changes to its so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, policies, becoming the latest in a growing list of major corporations to halt the so-called woke initiatives. Fox News contributor Joe Concha says this is now officially a trend.
Corporations understand that the whole DEI gambit is bad PR. Customers just want a good product. They want to be treated with respect, and they want the best people running these companies. DEI may stand for what? Diversity, equity, and inclusion. But the true definition is D didn't, E earn, I it. Didn't earn it. Let's face it. It's how we got Kamala Harris as an unelected Democrat nominee.
Disheartening. That's what the captain of a female volleyball team calls a ruling that allows a male to compete against females.
The ruling allows a male player on San Jose State University to continue competing in the Mountain West Conference Women's Championship scheduled for later this week in Las Vegas. Sia Laili of University of Nevada, Reno.
I think it's disheartening. It's not right that they're being put in that position.
Laili's team forfeited a regular season match against San Jose State University. She says that's different than this situation.
Taking a forfeit during the season is very different from taking a forfeit in the Mountain West tournament, because one loss means that you're out and you're out of contention. So I just wish the best of luck to these women who are in that position.
16 of 17 female players at the University of Nevada, Reno voted to forfeit the regular season match against San Jose State University. Laili called the meeting so her female teammates could voice their concerns.
We went to our administration with it. They decided not to support us, and we continued our forfeiture without their support.
Laili encourages female players that aspire to make a high school or college team to keep doing the sport that they love and to speak out about the issues.
And just know that there are people out there fighting for them so that they aren't in this position that me and the other woman in the Mountain West Conference are in.
I'm Chris Woodward.
More news online at AFN.net. I'm Rusty Pugh.